The last time a big flood swept through Gay's Mills was in 1978, but both residents and emergency management officials agree this time the water rose further and faster than ever before.
This flood is a record flood. It's at least a foot over what it was in 1978.
Emergency management spokesperson Gary Knickerbocker says many were expecting a flood, but no one thought the water would rise as fast as it did.
Even though the people who have some experience with flooding, it just kind of caught them off guard, and so they had to go in with boats and evacuate people.
34-year-old Dustin Fingerson, who just moved to Gay's Mills a month ago with his family, says the emergency sirens didn't go off to warn them that the town was being evacuated. So when the rescue crew knocked on his door, they put their three dogs upstairs, grabbed their 2-year-old son, and waded out to climb into a boat.
So we lost two cars that were, saw the roofs of them as we went away in the boat. And now we're hoping to get our cat out of there, but we're only a block from the river.
Emergency rescue staff spent most of yesterday ferrying people in and out on boats to assess the damage in their homes and rescue pets. Emergency management spokesperson Gary Knickerbocker says everyone is hoping the rain holds off and the water begins to recede so people can start the long job of cleaning up.
To get things back the way they were.
At least until the next flood. Gay's Mill's unofficial damage estimate is $11 million. All the evacuees are staying with family and friends. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.